Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8, which says, any of us, as well as every one of us, not forgetting any of us adult humans, can do nothing against the truth. But everything we've done, everything we're doing, and everything we're going to do with our existence is for the truth. What is the truth? Truth is any and every life's law, principle that is created, that is in existence to make our life, any situation, anything we get involved in, to function the way it's designed to function. Just like the law of reproduction says, once a healthy seed, a lazy semen from a man's body, fertilizes a healthy egg, a fertile egg from a woman's body, a version of you and I is going to arrive this world to fulfill his or her purpose. That is what the truth is. And why can't we do nothing against any of this truth, no matter how small?
Yeah.
It's because this truth is the most powerful result determining entity in existence. Nothing is more powerful than the truth in any and every area of our life. Every victory that we have enjoyed, we are enjoying, and we're going to enjoy, is going to take one truth or the other to bring it out. But the challenge is the working of this truth, is the application of this truth, is the fulfillment of this truth. What will make this truth to work for you and I? What will make this truth to be what we turn our life around, for us to be the example that we are designed to be? Because that is who you and I are in this world to be an example, to be blessed and to be a blessing. And what will make this happen is your faith, my faith, our faith as adult humans in the truth. What is our faith? Our faith is not a religious concept. It's not your religious affiliation. But anything and everything you freely and willingly hold on to, embrace, believe, think about, treasure, cherish from your heart, that is what faith is. That is why Christ, in giving example of faith in his lifetime, said, if any of us freely and willingly said to a physical mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and will not doubt in our heart. That is why if you are doubting something today, it's not because the thing is right or wrong. It's not because the thing is the truth or not. It's because your faith is not in it. That's why you are doubting. If you are not comfortable in a relationship with somebody today, it's because your faith is not in that relationship. It's not in that person. That's why you are not comfortable. You'll be so surprised that you will be in a relationship of people that will humiliate you, that will irritate you, yet you'll be comfortable because your faith is in them. Your faith is in the relationship. It's that same free will embrace in anything right, anything truthful, that will make your life be what is supposed to be. That is what truth, and that is how truth will work for you. That's why Christ said in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23, he says, everything and anything is possible once we believe, once we have faith. In another account of expression of our faith, in Gospel according to St. Luke, and mind you, you too, you are a saint. Once you say, and once truth is your God, once you live and breathe truth, when truth is your number one, you're already a saint. And in Luke chapter 6 verse 45, it says, a good person is not by merely doing good deeds, it's because those good deeds are coming freely and willingly from his or her heart. And an evil person, a nasty person, an horrible person, is because the horrible things are coming freely and willingly from his or her heart. That's why hypocrisy exists. Hypocrisy is when you are doing A, but you are doing it out of necessity, out of courtesy, out of regret, out of force, out of pressure, but not freely and willingly. To stand out and be the personality you are created to be, people of God, start having your faith 100%, 24/7, in any and every truth, in any and everything that makes sense, in any and everything that is right. Once something is wrong, once something doesn't make sense, once something is a lie, is a myth, is a bait, is an illusion, disconnect. A day like today, the triumphant of Christ is being celebrated and is being redeem mark. Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. But sadly, religion, which has been made out of Christ, doesn't make many of us to understand and appreciate what a day like this is. First of all, when you study your scriptures, Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, which is being marked on a day like today, is actually the anniversary of his birth. Because when you check the scriptures, the circumstances at his birth was also the same circumstances at this time. It is one of the feasts that God recommended in the old covenant with the nation of Israel that is being celebrated, which is the feast of Passover. And the day he rose was the fifth day, the tenth day of the month, which was also when he was born. Because the scripture says Christ is like an example of the Passover lamb, which the children of Israel must set aside on the tenth day of the month to be sacrificed on the night of the 14th day. Look at when Christ was crucified on the cross. Check the days. It was on the authentic Sabbath, which is a Wednesday, not what politics, government, religion has given today, a Saturday. That's why you can never get the truth through the eye of religion, even though truth is everywhere, including any religion. But religion itself is not truthful. Everything has been changed. Because if the sun, which is still maintained on the day of Sunday, was created on the fourth day, then the first day of the human week is a Thursday. So that makes the seventh-day Sabbath to be a Wednesday. And that was when Christ went to the cross. Because the scripture says Christ spent 72 hours, which can only be complete, not on the Friday that you have been told, but on a Wednesday. But going back to what is being celebrated today, everything about Christ is an example for you and I, adult humans, to follow. First, Christ rode triumphantly to signify that you and I, as adult human beings, we are expected. God expected us to live a victorious life. Even though you are a child of God, it doesn't mean God is behind all the negativity.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
It's a bait for you to believe God is behind every negativity in your life just because God is aware of it. If somebody slaps another person in your presence, because you are aware of that, are you the person that slaps the person? Why do we allow ourselves to make mockery of God in the name of religion? Start asking yourself questions. Those things you believe, because you believe them, don't forget what faith is. It's what you embrace freely and willingly. Because you are happy with a concept, because you believe something freely and willingly, does it make it right? So how does, because God is aware of what we are going through, is the one behind it. God created all of us to live a victorious life. That is the first thing to take. It's not by marking it on a day, a Sunday like today. And like what I've told you, the truth, the fact, is even on a Saturday this took place, not on a Sunday. Because Saturday is the 5 days to Wednesday when he went to the cross. But it's not about the day, but about the truth of the example he set. So no matter how much palm front you gather today, or whether you make a sign of the cross, it's all exercise in futility if you don't learn the principle of living triumphantly in this world, living victorious life. And mind you, is victory over things, not over people. None of us is created to trample, to enslave, to control another human being. That is witchcraft. And that is why you, the man that controls a woman in the name of she's your wife, you're a wizard. That is witchcraft. You pastors that control God's flock in the name of their pastor, you are practicing witchcraft. If you are a politician, if you're a government, and you enslave God people, you are also the owner, you enslave your staff, especially your domestic staff. That is witchcraft. Because once you are an adult human being, you are supposed to live triumphantly, not as a slave to another soul, but triumphant over things, over your space, over money. But sadly, it's the money that rules many of us. You're supposed to rule over money, over situation, over sickness, over defeat. You're supposed to reign over laziness, over foolishness, over nastiness, by being hardworking, by being sound-minded, by being nice, respectively. So that is what today's about, triumphant lifestyle. But you see, the way Christ rode is the way we too. How did Christ ride triumphantly? He rode on a donkey, which suggests meekness or humility, not on a horse. And it was to Jerusalem. He rode down. What does that mean? Each and every one of us, adult humans, we have a Jerusalem. As an adult human being, there are specific business, there are specific relationship that's going to work for you. As a man, it's not every woman that can be your wife material. As God's flock, it's not everybody out there that can be your pastoral figure. So if you're going to live triumphantly, you got to ride into your Jerusalem. So you need to find out your Jerusalem. You need to be of that person of sound mind and let who you follow as a mentor, who you as a man seek as your wife figure. Let your mentor be a guru. Let your wife figure be a queen. Let your pastoral people be a faithful minister, a truth teller. That's your Jerusalem. Let whoever you are going to have faith in, if it's not any of these four people, three people I mentioned, let it be a special human being. An underage, the sick, the crippled, the blind. Let it be people that life has incapacitated. Those are the Jerusalem. But then Christ didn't ride triumphantly to Jerusalem on a horse, but on a donkey. What does that signify? Like I said before, it signifies humility. What is humility? Humility is seeing yourself the way you are, the way God sees you. Not above how God sees you, which is actually pride or arrogance, and not below, which is actually stupidity. Most people mistake stupidity for humility. They are different. You say, what is stupidity? Stupidity is when you see yourself inferior to a fellow human being, especially people that share the same spec, share the same grace as you. Stupidity is when you mistake respect for worship. When you are humble, you will respect everybody, but you will worship no one. You say, how do I know I'm worshiping somebody? When you see yourself as a property of somebody, when you believe somebody else owns you, that's slavery, that's stupidity. Because you respect people does not mean you should worship them. It's only the truth. It's only your maker. It's only yourself you should worship. You say, how do I worship myself? When you realize your limitation, when you take responsibility for your mistakes, when you don't praise people for your effort, at the same time you don't blame people for your mistake. That's how to worship yourself. That's why Christ said the true worshipers are those that worship God in spirit and in truth. That's how to ride on a donkey. You got to know who you are. You got to know that as a man, unless you have a higher spec than a woman, which only comes when you are saved and women to get saved, which only comes if you're a faithful minister and you are women to know a faithful minister, there is no way you, the man, can be a blessing to a woman. Even if the woman is not a correct woman, she's not a queen, she's still greater than you. Unless you are saved, she's not saved. Unless you're a faithful minister, she's not one. You need to know your limitation, know your ability. If the spec on you is that of an engineer, stay there. That's your donkey. If your spec is a social scientist, stay there. That is your donkey. And if you are saved, know that you have become a new creature. All things, wrong has passed away, and you have been delivered from all the powers of the enemy. Any empowerment of Satan in this world is coming through you henceforth. So a day like this, we're expected to begin to live triumphantly. And how do you live triumphantly? It's by riding on a donkey. Humility. Know who you are. Know your spec. Know your level. And find out your Jerusalem. The friend figure, the mentor figure, the wife figure, the pastoral figure, the special people figure in your life. And when you freely and willingly go for this truth, nothing will stop your triumphant lifestyle, just like Christ did thousands of years ago. Stay blessed, people of God, and enjoy a triumphant lifestyle.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N, or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, comments and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.